This is the series Ponies by Trinity of One. The reader's my fic. The pairings, Rodney McKay, John Shepherd, and Rainbow Berry and Fluttershy. It's unrated, and it's tagged with crack. It's a crossover between Stargate Atlantis and My Little Pony.
Friendship could be My Little Pony. Until you all shared its magic with me. Big adventure,
tons of fun,
a beautiful heart, faithful and strong,
sharing kindness,
it's an easy feat,
and magic makes it all complete. You have my
do they know you're Pony all my up. Very best
friends. You do realize I'm not a 9-year-old girl, right? John appeared to think about this. Yes, he decided. You do realise that, considering the aforementioned fact that I am not a prepubescent female, but rather a mature, dignified, and supremely intelligent man, who, may I remind you, specifically asked for a frog pad, or one of those Swiss Army knives with a built-in USB? Anyway, with all that in mind, what could possibly have made you think what I really wanted for my birthday was... Rodney trailed off, the words sticking in his throat. He gestured helplessly in the direction of the disputed gift. John nodded patiently, letting him take his time. Finally, the necessary syllable squeaked out. A pony? John grinned. Everybody wants a pony. I don't, Rodney declared. Elsewhere on Atlantis, one of the seismologists picked up some interesting readings. How can you not want Rainbow Berry? John asked, scratching the pony's chin. What? Rainbow Berry? That's the pony's name. My pony is not named Rainbow Berry. Rodney was quite emphatic on this point. You can't change your name now, John explained patiently. That'll just confuse her. I don't care. What am I supposed to do when I needed to come, huh? Shout, hi-ho, Rainbow Berry. John shrugged. Sure, why not? Because... Rodney looked around furtively. Because it's kind of gay, he whispered. John chuckled. Having a pony named Rainbow Berry doesn't make you gay, Rodney. No, Rodney shouted, throwing his hands up in the air. Sleeping with you makes me gay. Having a pony named Rainbow Berry would make me an idiot. John scratched his own chin, much as he'd scratched Rainbow Berry's. So you don't want the pony then? No, I don't want the pony. I want to go and see what Reddick got me. And when I get back, I want you to have come up with a proper present. John opened his mouth. And don't say a birthday blowjob, Rodney hissed, shaking his finger at him. I was going to get that anyway, so no cheating. He slammed out of the room, a cry of, I got you a skateboard, echoing in his wake.
So, said Rainbow Berry after a moment, when are you going to tell him that I'm a talking ancient pony?
Oh, just as soon as not telling him stops being funny, John said cheerfully.
So in other words, never, Rainbow Berry said, flicking the shimmering strands of her pink and purple mane, sending a cloud of sparkles into the air.
Yep, said John, and, as the sprinkling of glitter coated his eyelashes, proceeded to laugh himself hoarse.
Saddle Club by Trinity of One. Unlike a different intergalactic adventurer, Rodney McKay had spent the bulk of his life perfectly capable of handling Thursdays. However, all that had changed following his 37th birthday, because now Thursday was his day to feed Rainbow Berry. Rodney stalked down to the stall Zelinka had reverently built for what he liked to call his pretty, pretty pony.
and gracelessly dropped a bucket inside. "There," he said. "Oats. Now perhaps I can get on with my important work, huh?" He paused, then slapped his palm firmly against his forehead. "Great, McKay. Talking to a horse. You're obviously losing." He was interrupted by a loud sob. It had sounded like it was coming from inside the stall. Rodney looked around, puzzled. Despite Reddick's architectural flourishes, it was not an especially big stall. There was just enough room for a self-refilling water trough, a comfortable pile of hay, and Rainbow Berry herself. Rodney glanced at her more closely, counting the legs in case someone was trying to do something farcical, like hide behind her, but there were only the usual four. "Hearing things, too," Rodney concluded, and looked up just in time to see a single crystalline tear roll down Rainbow Berry's nose. Said Rodney, and before he could stop himself, "Why the long face?" The pony began to cry in earnest, emitting sobs that were halfway between a whinny and the melodramatic gasps of a hysterical southern belle. "I'm lonely," she declared, at which point Rodney said, "Holy Toledo," and toppled over a hay bale. For a moment he lay there, stunned. Eventually feeling returned to his extremities, and he keyed on his comm. "Shepherd," he said frantically, "the pony can talk." Said John. "He knows," said Rainbow Berry. "He's known from the start." "What?" shrieked Rodney. You're kind of breaking up there," John said. "Sorry, hello, McKay? Yeah, can't hear you. Oops, bye." "You pony-dealing liar," Rodney shouted, and threw the dead comm away in disgust. "And you," he said, rounding on Rainbow Berry. "How come you never said anything?" Rainbow Berry, even through her tears, managed a haughty sniff. "You weren't ready," she said. "You're a talking pony," Rodney said. "I'm not ready now." Rainbow Berry flipped her mane, which Rodney figured was probably supposed to lend her words weight and dignity, but really just made her look like the equine equivalent of Valley Girl. In the time of the ancestors, there were many more such as myself, and we galloped freely across golden plains, frolicking amidst the... Rodney looked pointedly at his watch. "I miss my mate," said Rainbow Berry, petulantly. "Well, I miss my sanity, and not having to spend my Thursday afternoons shuffling oddly perfumed pony poop," Rodney said. "Life is tough."
"I want Fluttershy," Rainbow Berry demanded, stomping her hoof.
Rodney shook his head. He could have sworn he heard the melodious tinkling of distant bells. Maybe he had water in his ears. "Look," he said. "I'm sure..." He paused, then forced himself to say it. "I'm sure that Fluttershy was a wonderful mate, but he's gone, and you're here, still, for some reason, and we all need to make the best of it. Hmm?" Rainbow Berry blinked at him. Did ponies have eyelashes? Since when? With great disdain. "Fluttershy," she said, pronouncing the name reverently, "is not gone. She will come for me, and until then I will endure." She shook her mane. Several flies who had been considering defiling her person promptly rushed off and committed suicide. "Also," she added, "I know many secrets about this city and its former occupants. If you do something to hasten Fluttershy's arrival, and also brush my tail, I will tell you them." Within seconds, Rodney had hooked several computers up to the ancient database and fetched himself a cup of coffee. "Just give me a moment to narrow down possible search parameters," he said, fingers flying over the keys. But before he could get any further, there was the echoing click of old parts grinding into motion, then the whir of the roof pulling back. This being Atlantis, Rodney was not especially alarmed. However, when he saw none other than Lieutenant Colonel John Shepherd come soaring down through the ceiling on the back of a pale purple pony with delicate antennae and butterfly wings, he might have spilled his coffee just a bit. "Hi," said John.
Look who I found.
Oh, you just love to make an entrance, don't you? Rodney said, but was drowned out by echoing cries of Fluttershy and Rainbowberry.
Hey, Rodney, John said, slipping off Fluttershy's back and giving her a friendly pat on the flank.
You know, you might want to check your comm. I don't think it's working.
Rodney folded his arms across his chest. I'm not speaking to you.
Your mane looks so shiny, Fluttershy, and yours looks so sparkly, Rainbowberry.
Aw, they're happy to see each other, said John, craning his neck around the edge of the stall, where the two tragically long-separated ponies were getting reacquainted.
Yes, said Rodney, apparently forgetting his no-speaking rule. You can add this to your list of daily accomplishments. Mock wraith, flirt with ascended women, reunite lesbian ponies.
John spread his arms. Well, he admitted, I'm a talented guy.
The noises coming from the stall were getting slightly more pronounced. Rodney was pretty sure he hadn't needed to hear a neigh in that context. Also, he waved a hand in front of his face. A cloud of glitter had wafted up into the air, drenching them both in delicate beads of sparkling silver and gold. Rodney sneezed.
John took his arm. We should probably come back later, he said.
But Rainbowberry said she had information about the ancients that she was going to give me.
At that particular time, however, the only information Rainbowberry apparently felt like sharing was of a rather more personal nature.
Oh, you naughty girl, Rodney heard her say far too clearly. Who taught you that?
Yeah, said John, leading Rodney away. I think she's busy.
Back out in the safety of the corridor. You know, John said, we were separated for a while too.
He pulled Rodney closer, whispered into his ear.
Cut off from all forms of communication. Each of us with no way of knowing if the other was all right.
Rodney planted his hands on John's chest and shoved. You lied to me about my talking pony, turned off your comm, then swooped in through the roof on a second flying pony, which is currently doing disturbing things to my original pony. Oh, and apparently this turns you on.
John paused, considering.
Good summary, he concluded.
My boyfriend is turned on by lesbian pony porn, Rodney bellowed.
Almost every person stationed in Atlantis, and several of the teams currently residing off-world, felt themselves shudder and didn't know why.
John licked his lips. Well, you know what they say. If one is sparkly, two are sparklier.
Rodney opened his mouth to protest, but instead found himself dazzled by the rainbows dancing across the glittering pools of John's eyes.
So, what do you think? John asked a moment later, nibbling at Rodney's neck.
Rodney dug his fingers into John's forelock and jerked his face back up.
Starry-eyed, they stared at each other.
Shiny, Rodney said.
The end.
My little pony, my little pony, ah.